Hey, Jess, you're the glass.
Thank you.
Of course.
Why, sir, like the one I brought you. It makes me very happy.
Happy very easily, don't you? I haven't been in an open shed like this since I was a boy. At this point, it seems like a good 1,000 years ago.
You mean you're tired?
I am so tired. That's why you brought me up here, isn't it? So I could take a nap.
I shouldn't think a long walk would fatigue a young lad like me.
Young lad?
Aye, you're very young.
This is either a deliberate lie or wishful thinking. I am ancient, decrepit, and disintegrating rapidly.
Aye?
Under here, a rock garden?
My father used to sleep on it.
That was a second mistake.
Me and my mother didn't. You see, my mother was a gypsy.
Uh-huh.
And one day, she was walking past the shed, and she saw my father sleep on the cot. She liked his look, but she was a wee bit tired anyhow. So she took off her shoes and sat in the rocking chair, and waited for him to wake up. And it wasn't long after that that I was born.
First bedtime stories I ever heard.
Are you sitting here comfortable?
Yeah, very. Thank you very much. Even more than thanks. And off you went and round up your generosity. Buzz off.
You're not wrong. You're
not. Yeah, you should see me when I'm rested. I'm almost... Have one hell of an imagination. Can you think of one good reason why I, a strange man, should be interested in you, strange woman, and at this very hour of the day?
Of course I can. You're a lad, and I'm a lad.
Boy, you must have a provocative career.